Greetings, folks, and welcome to the official first episode of the Southpaw Blastcast. I'm MC Moniker, I'll be the narrator, and you'll be the listener. First off, happy Leif Erikson Day. And we got a great show. I got some tunes, some discussion, and of course, some advertisements. So let's get one of them out of the way right now, shall we? I'll be back before you know it.
Are you feeling down? Are you feeling blue? Well, let's get that feeling right up out of you. Hi, I'm Dr. Proctor, and I'm here to talk to you about an amazing opportunity for you and your family.
Alright, enough of that. How about some topical stuff, eh? Who wants to talk about Charlie Sheen? He's big in the gig right now. Let's go to a clip.
When was the last time you used?
I use a blender, I use a vacuum cleaner, I use household items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
You see, I don't see what's wrong with this. What's not to like about this Charlie Sheen? You know, I for one would love to see this Sheen over the Hot Shots Sheen. You know what I'm saying? And of course, I'd favor this one over Martin Sheen. Now, given the chance, I'd pick Estevez over all three. But to be honest, I hate sitcoms, so I've never followed his show. But what else is hot in the news these days? Over on Fox News' website right now, it says their top leisure headline is "How to Rid the Smell from Your Farts." I'm appalled. That is just sick. But in other news, now I gotta get a little serious here. G-Funk legend Nate Dogg has recently passed away, and I personally don't know what to do to show my respect, but to play one of his songs for you. We've got a nice old banger here with Pharoah Monch, so let's get to that.
Never can't stop this groove. I pledge allegiance to the game, cause it got me falling. Game don't wait, so I'm not stalling. I'm still dissing, she's still calling.
See, this is front line, no turning back now. I'm about to score, this is war on the track now. Give me my vest and my ammo and my Mac now. I'm about to spit it, Lord, I'ma get it in the worst way. Slay competition, move the opposition back, wake the fuck up. Cause when I get beyond enemy lines, I might strike that ass like John Kennedy's mind. Thou shalt not get caught, that's the remedy. Disinfect gun wounds with my last bottle of Hennessy. Bleed to let the seeds remember my memories. Just kill to be killed here, son, that's the penalty.
Ride for the funk,
cry for the funk.
Come on.
In the heat of the night, I die
for the funk.
Pharaoh, when I'm 6 feet deep, it's no grieving. Salute the noblest troop and pledge allegiance cause.
To air, keep up the good work, man. Peace. Well, isn't that interesting? Now, if anybody wants to send in any email for the show or otherwise, just forward it to contactmcmoniker@gmail.com or hit me up on Facebook. Now, I've got to get something off my chest. I've recently been devastated upon finding out that one of my favorite guilty pleasure bands has probably split up. Yes, folks, Idiot Pilot is more than likely over. I read on their site that they're going on an official indefinite hiatus. What's next? Teen Sleep? Animal Collective? ICP? I can't take any more of this. I can't take much more hurt on my heart. And with that said, let's listen to some Idiot Pilot, shall we? podcast, freshness, ear holes. So check it out. You know the website Newgrounds, right? Newgrounds.com. It's got a lot of flash videos and it's basically a nerd hangout. Somebody like me would feel home there. Well, last year I entered this rap battle competition over there and I tied for first place. Which is strange because, you know, I got votes even despite the fact that I'm not a regular over there. I don't really frequent websites like that. Anyway, this month they're having it again, and I decided to put in my two cents. So basically, what I'm about to put on is my entry track, and the first round with me and this guy named Akaroid. Now, I'm not gonna hype anything up, I'm just gonna let you be the judge here, and we'll meet back up in a few minutes. Check it out. Check it out. I'm about to enter the fucking squared circle again. And I guess I gotta do a rap, so check it out. Big Red, Newgrounds, I'm down. Get ready, Yeti, for the mid-mishy clown. Mr. MC, give me the crown after I burn some dude in the last round. Pound my e-knuckles, my internet fists. To interact, just download my applets. But back to pre-show, release the free flow. I rotate my chaka stock like FIFO. Fuck with me, I'm on my fourth LP. Soliciting mixtapes door-to-door, see? So rap rhymers, hit up your boy, bro. Ooper loopers, let's enjoy the dough. We'll get it, we'll split it, we'll let it go and spend it, and make another one until the friendship's done and quit it. I bit it, all went over your thick skulls. So let me rephrase for all the blazed dolls. After this here cutthroat thing, we'll collab, man, sometime this spring. Ding! Oh snap, my food's unthawed. Peace out, folks, and one love to God. Toodaloo.
Round one. You think I'm up against you? I've already won. I don't care what you do, I'm in this for the long run. You got good reason to have no beats on your account, cause I heard your LP, they should sell it at a discount. Savor this round, it's your first and your last. I'm the motherfucker you ain't gonna get past. You should've stayed away and saved yourself the shame, cause time this round's over, no one remember your name.
Nah, I'm not feeling it, try again when I'm done. It's sounding like you're writing a shy for fun. Son, you better come harder than them suicides with the neckties. You best to check minds or I'ma outshine you tech guys. Now I heard you say you're in it for the whole damn dash, but you need to switch your swag if you wanna get cash. Yes, the site might forget me, but they'll respect me, so catch your wreck, B, and step correctly.
Now what exactly is it they'll respect you for? Cause when I listen
now,
to you,
I
don't wanna hear no more. When
your first comes
up,
it,
you're gonna be ignored. So next time, don't even bother to hit record. You want me to change my swagger? It's called having class. Last time you used a mirror, you broke all its glass. Yo, I'm done with this round, I got other people to serve. Have fun with your last verse, it's more than you deserve.
Tommy, Tom, Lil T, I've got some bad news, you've just lost to me. NG clearly sides with me, B, cause I fucks up duds, yup, virally. You epic fail, I dub thee sire frail. I'm flyer pale, all hail Mr. Fire Sale. I'll shut you down, stick to the flash, you ass clown. Picture the past as I blast through the last round. Fade out.
Now I've gotta stay optimistic about it. Okay, you've heard it. Now, I gotta stay optimistic about it, but unfortunately I lost this one. Actually, pretty badly if you look at it. Over on the song upload page, all the reviewers voted for the other guy, Akaroid. So I guess that was my bad in assuming he was easy, you know? Personally, listening to it, I can't tell who did better, honestly. But I can say that he literally won by a unanimous vote. And for that, I congratulate him. But I've got bigger fish to fry right now. I'm busy trying to get some more albums out before too long. Speaking of, let's get into some more new shit, shall we? Check it out. Southpaw Blastcast. I'm getting into it, like, yeah. Yo.
Greetings, hip-hop. My moniker is simply Moniker. Who needs a flashy title to heat the thermometer? I'm an earth spirit tied to flesh and bone exo. And I, child of God, don't get me vexed, yo. So now that I've begun to write the instrumental, you can bump this in your rental while I tamper with your mental. Up in my head, I'm one of the best when I'm writing. I'm ripping, you getting delighted. But nevertheless, I'm a fly kid. What I did was above and beyond regarding all my previous raps. When Infinite hits the lab, he keeps giving us tracks of all shapes and sizes, donning many guises. His path forks and winds, all the while living surprises. My niceness will hard to be surpassed by a youngin', but I love him. I'm one of them as I keep the people buggin', need to rub him. I'm bringing it back, Jack, and that's a fact. I give a crap if you act like wax is whack.
Let's try for the second verse. I don't even know where it goes. It feels like it's coming out.
I can see the final mixed disc in my face. MC Moniker, have a taste. What's this here sauce, you ask of me? Well, I'm not exactly sure, but lastly, I've been writing on a daily, keeping it moving, leaking the poop, and even pursuing short bars, wrong bars, whack jack bars right next to tight bright bars. Some of them sound a little something like this. They seem to go forever, never taking time to breathe. You see, I'm so sweet and clever, but whether you feel me doesn't matter, not a bit. Cause either way, I slay the people, say that I'm the shit. So how many styles must I rip to shreds and keep the streets fed and keep on leaking your threads? Heads bobbing on a spring and chilling on a dash. I'm stealing the cash and placing pseudo real on a dash.
I don't really like that take. I might keep it anyway.
La 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 la. Me and Tex said it never parting ways as they pass on. When I cut it clean and dry, the tracks last long.
Yeah, check it out.
Me and Tex said it never parting ways as days pass on. When I cut it clean and dry, the tracks last long. That's on the real, I cannot stress this point enough. That what I'm doing isn't fading anytime soon. Plus, there's something in the air that I breathe before I rap it. It's hard to elaborate on the break, but now I have it locked and loaded. You can quote it, you can rip it, you can snip it. You can sample, you can jack it, you can cut it, you can snip it. I'm gifted, I know not what you are made of. I'm stuck with myself mostly, but the poetry I've made up is freaking fresh, fucking fly, flipping ferocious. I'm doing whatever I'm doing while you're pipping your hoses. I'm ripping in your bitch, 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 bitch,
it's that simple. And then the end verse right here, and then the hook goes.
Don't respond to this with a this is just good. The last chapter, after mental breakdowns comes mass laughter. Sitting there in my thinking chair, well aware, I've no time to spare. I declare war on counterproductivity, facing procrastination with anti-proclivity, getting rid of the pointless nonsense and jazzomatazz. The days ahead are numbered, so I'm starting to spaz. Crunch times are coming, so summon something fun and worthwhile to smile at while humming. True tunes and fictional freestyles with clean bowels. Serene styles get flipped and ripped between piles. A here and there's now and latest gems and scraps. I got so many handy dandy sheets of rap. Meet the cat, you wanna be like, yo.
Hook. Going to the gathering this year. I just might actually do it this time, if I can convince my lady to go. I got her to take us to Holla Wicked on my birthday last year, and it was awesome. Sometimes I forget how positive that energy, that family vibe is, you know, out there with the fam. But yeah, that would really be dope, you know, to go to the gathering. Who's down to do that, man? But anyway, we've got this little segment that I wanna keep, you know, a nice little meme going through the show, where every episode we showcase some new MCs. We bring some fresh cats to the table, you know what I'm saying? And what we've got on this episode is Bright Ideas. It's my boy Intel and my boy Studious, and I want you to hear their demo. Right now they're working with my group right now, the Broke Rappers Guild. It's a little under wraps right now, but let's get into that Bright Ideas track. Check this out. Sucks. I'm not too happy about it. But what if? Just hear me out. There's there's radiation, right, in the clouds. They're worried about the wind. What if all the survivors ended up turning into superheroes? You know what I mean? Like, what if, you know, all of a sudden, like, you know, half of the world is all of a sudden, you know, they can fly. Or they can teleport. They pretty much have any superhero power you can imagine. You know, anything like that. But, seriously, I hope everything works out. I can't believe this is happening. I think here's where the polar shifts occur. You know, everything starts to go a little haywire all around the world. But never fear. I don't know why, but just don't panic. No matter what happens, don't panic. And with that said, this is the end of the episode. The Happy Leif Erikson Day, episode 1 of the Southpaw Blastcast. I'd like to thank me, myself, and I for putting this together. I tried to pull some strings and get some people on board, but nah, it didn't work. It didn't happen. But somehow this podcast still got made. Now, before we go, I've got one last thing. It's a Themselves track. If you don't know who Themselves are, let's get schooled, alright? Put your thinking cap on, get your pencils out. This is Dose 1 and Gel of Anticon. If you haven't heard of Anticon, then we'll have to do an Anticon episode. We'll probably start doing themed episodes in the future, you know, just to help get people, you know, down. I try and make my blog, you know, according for that matter. While I'm talking about it, let's plug my blog. It's mcmoniker.blogspot.com. Go check it out. There's all of my stuff up there. All of my tracks are up there. All the stuff that I've released. And there's a ton of mixtapes. There's all sorts of stuff. There's rarities. There's like greatest hits compilations. There's a lot of stuff up there that you have never heard of. I guarantee it. So check it out. But without further ado, let's get into the Themselves track. I hope you like it. Peace out. Toodaloo.
Overcome. wrote the second press, the rusty boy, the window works, the rusty bill, the dog, the famous dog. All right. Yeah. Poison bit the cup, ice it for a minute, the bit the bass, poison bit the cup, ice it for a minute, the bit the bass, poison bit the cup, ice it for a minute, the bit the bass, poison bit the cup, ice it for a minute, the bit the bass, the blind, throw the bag and give the loud, drag the glue, stick the blind, throw the bag and give the loud, drag the glue, stick the blind.
Yeah.